Hey guys, welcome to Tales from a Butterfly podcast. I'm your host, Taria Shondell. Sometimes caterpillar, sometimes butterfly, but always striving to make it through life's many metamorphoses with my faith intact. With this podcast, I hope to encourage anyone that is going through life situations, no matter what they are, that have left you feeling like you will forever be a caterpillar in the cocooning stage, having to continually shed your skin while fighting to get free from any chains that are holding you back from your transformation. I want to tell you, keep your faith in the transformer, believing that just like the butterfly, when you come out, you will be a thing of beauty who is not afraid to fly. So come on, my butterflies, let's fly. You're listening to episode 69 of the Tales from a Butterfly podcast, titled, What is Your Mirror? And I'm your host, Taria Shondell. So let's get into it. Hey guys, thank you so much for coming back this week and tuning into episode 69, What is Your Mirror? Now, this episode was inspired actually by a Facebook group that I'm a part of. I'm a part of a couple of different Facebook groups, and some of them are housewives related. And sometimes it's fun to read the comments and to see what other people think. And then sometimes, you know, it can get almost downright vicious, you know, with the opinions that these people have of people that they see on TV. But there was a comment about one particular, sector of the housewives who always continually say, I'm a Christian. But yet their behavior would be opposite of what one would may think a Christian would behave, starting fights, starting drama, all of this other stuff. And so I would just kind of, you know, like read the comments that people had about these people. But one particular post and comment stuck out to me, and I'm going to read it. Someone had posed the question, why do Christians, and the word Christians is in quotations, why do Christians feel the need to tell everyone that they're Christian? And they had the eye roll emoji. And then someone responded with, because if they didn't, nobody, in all caps, would know. I'm going to read it to you again. Someone posed the question, why do Christians feel the need to tell everyone that they're Christian? And a person responded with, because if they didn't, nobody would know. And when I saw that, I was immediately taken aback. And I was getting ready to respond something. I had my fingers keyed up, ready to respond. Like, you know, what you mean? You don't know every Christian in the world. And I was thinking, you know, that's a stupid and very uneducated thing to say. You don't know all the billions of people in this world. And probably some more, I was going to say. But then I stopped myself and I realized that how I responded could either get them to, A, see it a different way and say, wow, you know what? Because I don't know if they've been around Christians that maybe say they're Christian, but their behaviors display something different to them. I don't know that. So if I responded just off the cuff, again, I realized that A, I didn't know if they were going to see it, if my response would have them to see what they thought in a different way, or would it actually be a direct reflection of what they said? You know, my words and my response could have come off so nasty and combative. And that's something that I didn't want to reflect. I mean, that's not something that Christians reflect, or is it? Have we gotten so used to going by our feelings and letting our feelings and our emotions dictate our responses that our responses look like the world's when we're called to be separate from the world? We're called to be lights of the world. We're called to reflect Christ. But have we gotten so passive in our worship, passive in the stand that we take for God, that we just throw out there, you know, God's still working on me? So again, as you can see, these comments really had me messed up and thinking, and I was really bothered. And I was bothered for two reasons. The first was because, I mean, how dare they say that and just think that's okay? Now, that's what I was thinking, like, who do you think you are? And then I realized, you know, Taria, there is freedom of speech. And again, they could have come in contact with Christians who acted totally different than to what how they thought a Christian would act. I don't know their experience with Christians, because let me tell you, that comment and the response to it got a lot of likes and got a lot of conversation started, and a lot of it was agreeing with them. So I don't know, you know, who they've come in contact with. So again, that bothered me because I was like, how can they say that? But again, I had to look at it from their side, like, wow, I don't know the interactions that they've had with other Christians. And then the second reason that I was bothered was because I went back through my Rolodex, my personal Rolodex of memories, and I didn't have to go quite that far back. And I could see how, you know what, if they saw me in certain instances, they could probably say the same thing. You know, how at times, many times, if I'm truthful, that I didn't reflect or mirror the God that I serve, that I say I serve. And I had to ask myself, Taria, who do you mirror? And what is reflecting in your mirror? What kind of mirror are you? And again, what is it that you're reflecting in your mirror to the world? So this got me wondering how many kinds of mirrors there are out there. Now, off the top of my head, I came up with three. I knew there were three types of mirrors straight off the cuff. A regular mirror, a two-way mirror, and a funhouse mirror. So I'm going to break those, the different types, down for you. A regular standard mirror reflects a precise reflection that appears to be an inverted version of the actual object being reflected. The light bounces off the mirror straight back in the same direction it came from. A two-way mirror, also known as a one-way mirror, is a reciprocal mirror that is reflective on one side and transparent on the other. The perception of one-way transmission is achieved when one side of the mirror is brightly lit and the other side is dark. This allows viewing from the darkened side, but not vice versa. It is a mirror where people can see out of it, kind of like a window, but people looking in can only see the mirror reflecting themselves. A funhouse mirror, which can also go by other names, are the mirrors that distort your reflection. Sometimes you appear tall and thin, other times you appear short and fat, and there are all sorts of variations for the funhouse mirror. Now, most mirrors are made completely flat so that your image appears exactly as it would in real life. The way that funhouse mirrors work is by being molded into different shapes. Typically, there are two types of funhouse mirrors, concave and convex. A concave mirror is curved or bulged outwards, making your reflection appear short and fat. A convex mirror is curved or bulged inwards, making your reflection appear thin and tall. Mirrors are all to do with reflected light and our brain's ability to perceive it. Our brains think that all light is coming directly from a source without reflection. It then interprets the light through our eyes and allows us to see. Flat mirrors, or regular mirrors as they're called, don't have a problem with distortion because they reflect light straight, just as it's coming from the source. However, concave and convex mirrors, funhouse mirrors, alter the way the light is reflected. The brain can't perceive it as it usually does, so it looks like a drastically altered shape. Even if you look dead straight in it, the light being reflected into your eyes is either from slightly below or slightly above your eye line. That is why moving back and forth will further alter the image. The brain is trying to make sense of the change of light reflection it's receiving. So, going back to that post that I read at the beginning of this podcast, where the question was asked, why do Christians feel the need to tell everyone that they're Christian? And the response was, because if they didn't, nobody would know. And I started thinking, like, man, this is how some of the world thinks of Christians. Like, this is how they think of us. And I had to check myself again. How am I living? How am I contributing to that way of thinking? How are we, who are professing the Lord as our Savior, as the head of our lives, Christians, how are we living? You know, we who were created to be reflections of God rather than reproductions of God, we who need to remember that we aren't representing a person looking in the mirror for God, but we as Christians are supposed to be the mirror showing God. Now think about your life and how you live it out. What mirror are you? And what are you reflecting to the world? You know, to those that you encounter every single day, whether at work, in the store, at church, wherever you are, at the gas station, even in your own home, What is your mirror reflecting? What does that look like? Does it reflect your beliefs? You know, if someone were to take a look at your life, would they be looking at a life that is reflected through a regular mirror? Now, remember, a regular mirror reflects light straight, just as if it's coming from the source. So if someone were to take a look at your life is the mirror. Remember, we're called to be mirrors that reflect Christ. So if someone was to take a look at your life, do you, the mirror, live a life that reflects your God that you say you serve? Your God that you rush to the church to on Sunday to worship? Your God that you say is the Lord over your life? Does your life's mirror reflect that? A life whose light bounces directly back to and leads to your source, God. If somebody looked in your mirror and they followed the trail of light and where it bounced back to, would it bounce back to Christ? Are you living your life as a regular mirror? Or are you living your life as a two-way mirror? Now, let me refresh your memory and remind you that the two-way transmission is achieved when one side of the mirror is brightly lit and the other side is dark. This allows viewing from the darkened side, but not vice versa. It is a mirror where people can see out of it, kind of like a window, but people looking in can only see the mirror reflection of themselves. That part, the second part of that definition. But people looking in can only see the mirror reflection of themselves. So if I'm supposed to be the mirror, if we as Christians are supposed to be the mirror that reflects Christ to the world, if when they look into me, when they look into us, our lives, if they see themselves and they're unbelievers, what does that say about how I'm living? If people who don't know Christ, people who have possibly never even heard of Christ, look at my life and see themselves, how am I living a life that truly reflects Christ? When my speech and conversation sounds like the world's, and when my actions look exactly like the world's, and the world sees this, if the world is watching and looking in my mirror for God's reflection, but they don't see it because there's no difference in my lifestyle, not just in what I say, but what I do, what reason would they have then to give up their lifestyle? If I'm out here telling everybody I'm a Christian, this is the God I serve, oh, why don't you come to my church? Or, I can pray. Now, let me tell you, I can say a prayer, but they're looking at the way I live my life. And my life doesn't reflect Christ. My life reflects them, the ones who don't believe. If they're looking in that in my mirror and my life is reflecting them, my mirror is either going to help or hinder God's word from being received by them. So I'm either going to help them to see God, or I'm going to be a hindrance to them seeing God, if I'm living my life like a two-way mirror. And then now we have that good old funhouse mirror. I'm sure you guys listening will remember funhouse mirrors when you go to, if you go into a carnival, went to a circus and you look different. You may stand in one and look 6 feet tall, and you stand in another and you look 2 feet tall and round. And they were fun. It was a fun little game to stand in front of the different mirrors. But now, are you living your life as a funhouse mirror? You know, is the life you're living reflecting that of a funhouse mirror that is distorted? Again, the simple definition for a funhouse mirror is a mirror that distorts your reflection. And it alters the way light is reflected. So are we as Christians reflecting a distorted reflection of what living for Christ truly looks like? You know, are we reflecting so many different types of lifestyles that someone looking for Christ in our lifestyles would get confused about who we really are? And about who Christ really is? You know, do we take scripture and twist it to fit our lifestyle to explain away a distorted lifestyle that's not beholden to Christ? I was doing my research about the different types of mirrors and different things. And I actually came across an article that was written by Greg Morse. Greg, G-R-E-G, Morse, M-O-R-S-E. And he's a staff writer for desiringgod.org. That's desiringgod.org. And it ties into perfectly into what I'm talking about and how we're supposed to reflect Christ and about how we need to genuinely reflect him. Now, I'm only going to read part of the article, but I will list the link. Now, part of the article reads, Christians should be distinct from the world and how we live. Yes, should is different than always are. Sanctification can be painfully slow. What we speak of is not perfection, but a new power, a new purpose, and a new direction. But even when the Christian stumbles, as we all do this side of glory, we are not content to make peace with belittling God. We do not settle at home in our sin by saying we're all human. That's not our excuse. We are not satisfied to wander from our Savior. When we fall, we will roll to our knees, plead for grace's pardon, and power up, get up, and continue on our way. For we have a mantle to carry. Our Savior has worked a mighty change in us. We are to be his hands and feet. We are to march together on the enemy's gates. We are to bear witness to a watching world. We are a city on a hill to live as citizens of the world to come. Let's embrace this, not explain it away. Now, this article had so many good and amazing points, and it can be convicting. Let me tell you, I read it and I kind of was like, ooh, ouch, you know, in a couple of spots. But guess what? You know, and he had scripture throughout to back up what he said. And, you know, the word of God can be sharper than a two-edged sword. So this article, again, really had some amazing points. And again, like I said before I read it, I'll post the link in the podcast description. That way you can read it. And by podcast description, I mean, if you have iTunes, when you get the alert that you got the podcast, if you click on it, there'll be a podcast description. And if you listen in on Blueberry, when you go to the website, there'll be a podcast description. I'll have the link in there as well for the article. So, you know, we talked about the different types of mirror and what are we reflecting? You know, as disciples of Christ, what type of mirror are we? What are we reflecting? And with ending this episode, I want to say that the more and more we make excuses for our behaviors, not our mistakes, but the more we make excuses for our conscious behaviors that do not reflect Christ, the more we stop reflecting Christ. Just like when you stop in front of a mirror, you know, if you're walking by a mirror and you stop and look in, your reflection is there. But once you start walking again, your reflection goes with you. The same happens when you deviate further and further from Christ by your words and by your actions. His reflection stays with him and is no longer reflected by you, the mirror. Remember, a mirror doesn't show and it can't show what's not there. So now I just want to ask you guys, I've asked myself this question for the last few days, ever since I thought about this. And so now again, I want to ask you, if your life as a Christian was a mirror to the world, what type of mirror would you be? The regular mirror that reflects the light of Christ and you could trace it back to Christ. Your lifestyle could be traced back to Christ. The two-way mirror where you could see out, but the people looking in didn't see Christ, but saw a reflection of themselves. Or would you be the funhouse mirror that when people looked in, you're reflecting, your mirror would reflect to them a life of distortion? What would you be? What type of mirror would you be? Think about that. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me today and listening to Tales from a Butterfly. Now, go to either iTunes, Blueberry, Stitcher, Google Play Music, Spotify, or any other place podcasts can be found and type in Tales from a Butterfly and subscribe to the podcast. And please rate the podcast by clicking on the 5th star for those of you with an iPhone. It takes less than 2 minutes. And if you're feeling generous, please comment also. Now, if you have an iPhone and you're already subscribed to the podcast, what you do is, you know, you pull up the pod, you click on the podcast app, go down to the bottom to the search button, you'll see it, and type in Tales from a Butterfly. When the cover picture comes up, click on it, scroll down just a little, and you'll be able to leave a comment. And I would surely, surely, surely appreciate that. FYI, again, if you don't have iTunes, as I mentioned earlier, you can listen in on Blueberry, BlueBrry.com. Now, when the Tales from a Butterfly directory pops up, click on the episode you want to listen to, and you'll be given options to subscribe to the podcast. And if you have an Android, there are a lot of free podcast listening apps, Podcast Addict, and a couple of others that you can find in the Android store or the Google, you know, Play Store. Now, the more ratings I get, the more visible to the podcast, which in turn will bring in more sponsors. Also, head on over to TariaShondell.com. That's T as in Tom, A-R-I-A-S-H-O-N-D-E-L-L.com to follow my blog by the same name, Tales from a Butterfly. And I'm going to head over there myself so I can drop some more blogs hopefully soon. Pray for your girl. But the podcast also get uploaded to the website. So if you don't want to go through your Android and look for an app, don't have iTunes, you can go to the website, which again, as T as in Tom, A-R-I-A-S-H-O-N-D-E-L-L.com, where the episodes are automatically uploaded. And please share the episodes with your friends, your families, your coworkers. If they don't know what a podcast is, grab their phone, especially if it's an iPhone, and subscribe them. If they have an Android, go to their Google store, download Podcast Addict for free, and subscribe them. And please share the podcast on your social media platforms. You know, help a podcaster out. I mean, if you can share a meme, surely you can share this podcast. And speaking of social media, you can follow me on Twitter at TS Faison, Instagram TS Faison, and on Facebook at Tales from a Butterfly. And guys, no matter what situations that the enemy has tried to throw at you, no matter how deep you are into something that you feel surrounds you by complete darkness, and the enemy is trying to get you to see your life through a mirror of distortion, remember and think on John 8, verse 12, NIV. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And remember, you never know how you reflecting your light could help someone else find their way. Fly on, butterflies. I love you guys, and thanks for listening.